It's been a year since a controversial mixed-use development was first proposed in the State College area. Neighboring residents have been fighting against what they see as overdevelopment. WPSU's Min Xian reports the township will consider today whether to move forward with the project.
So at this intersection, we have the preschool playground is right adjacent to the church.
Susan Buddha works here at the Park Forest Preschool and lives in the adjoining Park Forest neighborhood. On most days, she bikes to work.
It's actually, it would be harder on my car, I think, to drive here because it's just really such a short distance. So, and I like riding my bike and walking. It's very stress relieving or just, you know, calming. It's a great neighborhood to do that in, too.
But Buddha says she's wary a development plan could change the neighborhood. The proposed Patton Crossing development would include a new grocery store, a hotel, and both commercial and residential buildings. The 28-acre project sits on the side of North Atherton Street, one of the main roads in the State College area. The land borders the main entrance into Park Forest, although there is a strip of student housing between the development and the neighborhood.
My biggest concern is for my daughter and for other children in the neighborhood.
Buddha says, among other things, she is concerned that Patton Crossing will be heavily developed and invite unwanted traffic to cut through the neighborhood.
By putting an entrance or exit into a neighborhood, you're encouraging them to use that street. So we just feel that it's commercial, mostly commercial development that's going in there. So the commercial traffic should stay on the commercial streets.
But before the development can happen, a new zoning code would have to be created to allow the construction of the mixed-use development. Since the developer submitted their zoning request to Patton Township last March, opposition among Park Forest residents has grown. About 250 people signed a petition asking the township to deny the request. In late 2017, residents, developers, and township staff formed a committee to try to come to some consensus.
I think the one thing everybody is more or less in agreement on is that the site will develop in some way, whether it's under the current zoning or under something new.
Doug Erickson is a township manager. He's been moderating the committee meetings and says several roadblocks remain in the discussion.
The main items that there wasn't consensus at were the maximum height of buildings. The developers wanted taller buildings. They had originally asked for something up to 85 feet. Currently, they are saying they can probably live with 65 feet. The residents, on the other hand, would prefer less than that.
The committee also hasn't agreed on what distance should be between the development and the existing properties. Another problem is whether to allow traffic access between the site and the neighborhood. Erickson says overall the residents find the proposed project too dense and believe it's out of place. He says similar conversations happened in the past, like when Wegmans grocery store was put in.
Patton Township's evolving. It's clearly a suburban community today. And I think areas like Patton Crossing are some of the first steps towards a more urban form. You know, we're not going to be a downtown, but it'll be something different than we currently have.
According to documents published by the township, developers Ara Kavangian, Bob Poole, and Heidi Nicholas have said they could have built student housing under the current zoning code, but thought this plan would be more beneficial to the community. They developed one of the downtown high-rises, the Metropolitan. They have not returned requests for comment. Susan Buddha's husband, Tony, is one of the residents on the committee. He hopes the discussion and planning of the project can go beyond zoning and extend to bringing affordable housing and providing sustainability for the area.
We're not trying to stand in the way of growth or the township or anybody or any of the residents reaping the benefit of that growth. That's good, but there are other things that need to be considered.
Because the committee couldn't come to a consensus, each site is going to present its position to Patton Township's Board of Supervisors. The board will decide whether to create a new zoning code allowing Patton Crossing to be built. I'm Min Shen, WPSU.